WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Pink is the 22-year-old singer who may be best known as part of a group of women artists, including Christina Aguilera and Lil' Kim, who did a remake of Lady Marmalade for the soundtrack of the recent movie Moulin Rouge. Pink's first album was primarily a hip-hop effort, but rock critic Ken Tucker says that her new collection, called Misunderstood, benefits from its pop music influences.
I might be the way everybody likes to say, I know what you're thinking about me. There might be a day you might have a certain way, but you don't have my luxuries. And it's me, I know. Everything I want, I always do. Looking for the right track, always on the wrong track. But are you catching all these tracks that I'm laying down for you? There's a song I was listening to up all night. There's a voice I am hearing saying it's alright. When I'm happy, I'm sad, but everything's good. It's not that complicated, I'm just misunderstood.
There are a few tropes in pop music more tired than the concept of the misunderstood artist, the performer who feels his or her creations and image have been misinterpreted or criticized with undue harshness, either by the sheep-like public or mean old critics. Being misunderstood is a way for a performer to be self-pitying while asking her adoring fans to identify with her alienation. And Pink plays this game as well as anybody can on her new album, which is so into the concept that the entire enterprise is called Misunderstood. But self-pity so often leads to self-indulgence or self-parody that it's startling to realize that this is a much better collection of songs than Pink's debut album from last year.
Never win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean. Teachers dated me. My parents hated me. I was always in a fight cause I can't do nothing right. Every day I fight a war against the mirror. I can't take the person staring back at me. I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you and know yourself. So irritating.
There you go, more autobiographical complaining, but done with a redeeming self-deprecation. At one point, Pink says she's, quote, tired of being compared to damn Britney Spears, she's so pretty, that just ain't me. Well, I haven't heard too many Britney versus Pink comparisons, actually. Pink's pink-haired, punky, tough girl image has little to do with Spears' oops, is that my cleavage peekaboo act. For the teens that admire her, Pink offers lots of positive image exhortations, such as this one.
Hey, hey, man, what's your problem? I see you trying to hurt me bad. Don't know what you're up against. Maybe you should reconsider. Come up with another plan. Cause you know I'm not that kind of girl that later lets you comfort. You can push me out the window.
Hey, it's not a masterpiece of thought, but the respect yourself messages Pink delivers throughout Misunderstood are both tuneful and useful to her audience. She may be overreaching with a song called My Vietnam. Older listeners might be offended by her appropriation of that metaphor for her own warring emotions, but the song's not for baby boomers anyway, and its sentiment has the kind of florid directness that people respond to. And I kind of like the way she becomes painfully earnest on Family Portrait, a song about divorce written from a kid's point of view that you and I might find simplistic, but which millions of young listeners might find comforting.
Stand the sound, your pain.
Overall, what Pink has accomplished over the course of this new CD is considerable. She's expanded her musical range beyond white girl hip-hop to include lots of well-crafted pop songs that prove she's got away with a melody, some command of wordplay, and a better voice than, well, than Britney Spears. She's pulled off the trick of sounding lively and tough while being inspired by sensible solutions to coping with alienation and anger. Parents could do a lot worse than recognize that some of the messages that they're trying to hammer into their kids are prettier in Pink.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.